Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all to St. Cattle's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this seventh Sunday after Trinity. It's lovely to welcome you and have you with us, and I hope that you have all had a good week. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. We come to hear and receive His holy word, that we may grow in our faith and live our lives as faithful disciples of Christ. And so as we come before our Heavenly Father, let us open our hearts to Him in prayer. Heavenly Father, all hearts are open to you. No secrets are hidden from you. Purify us with the fire of your Holy Spirit, that we may love and worship you faithfully through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us to life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour, who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name, increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and of your great mercy keep us in the same. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last. Besides me there is no God. Who is like me? Let them proclaim it, let them declare it and set it forth before me. Who has announced from of old the things to come? Let them tell us what is yet to be. Do not fear or be afraid. Have I not told you from of old and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there any God beside me? There is no other rock. I know not one. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And the response to Psalm 86. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to revere your name. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. I give thanks to you, O Lord, my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. For great is your steadfast love toward me. You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. O God, the insolent rise up against me. A band of ruffians seeks my life, and they do not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Turn to me and be gracious to me. Give your strength to your servant. Save the child of your serving girl. Show me a sign of your favor, so that those who hate me may see it and be put to shame, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay, and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we await for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now the hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes what is seen? If we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father, says the Lord. Let anyone with ears listen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from? He answered, An enemy has done this. The slaves said to him, Then do you want us to go and gather them? But he replied, No, for in gathering the weeds you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time I will tell the reapers, Collect the weeds first and bind them into bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field. He answered, The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Jesus was a master storyteller. He used stories drawn from the everyday lives of the people who gathered around him to teach them about the kingdom of God. Jesus lived in an agricultural society. And last week we heard him tell the story of the sower. This week Jesus again uses the everyday experiences of the people in telling the parable of the weeds of the field to teach how the kingdom of heaven will grow on earth. Jesus compares the church, the people of God, to a field where wheat and weeds grow side by side until the harvest. Jesus is reminding us that we live in a world where good and the bad live side by side, There are those who try their best to live as Jesus teaches, those who try to love, those who try to live in harmony with their neighbors, who try to build a just and peaceful society where all are welcomed and all are valued. And there are those who seek to divide, those who hate others simply because they see them as being in some way different, those who play on people's fears, who stoke their fears, who sow seeds of discontent and anger, those whose actions actively oppose the teachings of Christ, which, like all weeds, seek to choke the growth of the kingdom of God on earth. Yet in the parable, the sower allows the weeds to flourish among the wheat. It is only when the harvest is collected that the wheat and the weeds are separated. This begs the question, why does God allow good and evil to exist side by side? In many ways, this is an unfair question. It is too black and white. Experience tells us that all human beings are a mixture of good and bad, capable of great good, capable of doing evil. We cannot easily be separated into good and evil. In allowing us to grow, God is demonstrating his infinite patience with us, the depth of his love for us. Each week we come to God and confess our sins. He receives us in love, shows his mercy toward us in forgiving us yet again, as he picks us up and enables us to start again with a clean slate, so that when the harvest is collected, we might be counted among the wheat. The good news is that it is never too late for someone to turn back to God and to be welcomed by him with outstretched arms. In the field, weeds can never become wheat, but by the power of God, a sinner can become a saint. Let us all be thankful that on the last day we shall be judged by God and not by one another. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Mary, our bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, and for our own ministry area. May the church be faithful to its calling of bringing the good news of Christ to all, bringing comfort and hope to all who are overburdened. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of war, violence, and oppression, among them the people of the Ukraine, the Sudan, the Holy Land, the Middle East, and the Gulf, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, for the people of Venezuela, and for those suffering through famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit of peace to bring peace and hope where there is conflict and despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we bring the love of God to those around us and lighten the burdens of all among whom we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed, those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Blessed are those who make peace. They shall be called God's children. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have led us to the living water. Refresh and sustain us as we go forward on our journey. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And just before our blessing and our final hymn, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Getligaer, for our service of home worship this morning. It's really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a safe, healthy, and peaceful week to come. I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. Foolish ways.
Sabbath rest by Galilee, O come of hills above, where Jesus knelt to share with thee the silence of eternity. Still dews of quietness, till all our striving cease. Take from our souls the strain and stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty. Marie.